So the answers to all things Phillies and all things baseball with the deadline approaching is one man. He is a great man. Brought to us by Xfinity One. Xfinity One brings you live stats and the latest scores, running your television. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. You can find him on the MLB Network, in The Athletic. You can read him and the Stadium TV. Let's go to the one, the only, Jason Stark. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Anthony. How are you, man?
So, my brother, my question to you is this. Do the Phillies have a bench right now that can help them compete when it gets serious?
No. I think that they told you the answer to that yesterday, right, when they sent out Aaron Altair. You know, that's not a move that they ever would have expected to make. It's not a move I'm sure they wanted to make, but they've got to do better. That, you know, that at bat that Altair had in the, was it the seventh inning, game one, bases loaded, you know, that kind of epitomized the struggles this season and the struggles they've had off the bench. I mean, I'm happy to talk about him if you want, but their pinch hitters have hit 218 this year, and they're looking to upgrade that. I think there's no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the deadline, what do you think they're going to be in the move for? Obviously, they're going to be in the market for another bat. They're going to be looking for another arm. But what do you think? Is it multiple bats? What kind of bat? Who do you think is available?
All right, well, you know, they were in it to the end on Manny Machado. I think we know that. And the problem is, you know, he's exactly what they would love to add. And there's nobody else like that. No. You know, if they're looking for somebody who plays shortstop or can play shortstop, who offers you offense, that guy just doesn't exist on this market. And that complicates things. And so, you know, they could wind up with one bat. They could wind up with two bats. It could be a right-handed hitting outfielder who you could plug in there with Nick Williams. It could be a versatility guy, a guy who could, you know, play the left side of the infield, and Escobar from the Twins, who has played shortstop. You'd rather not play him much shortstop, but
he's got some pop in his bat, though. I mean, he was leading
the league in extra base hits for quite a while this year.
And that's a big gaping field, target field.
Yeah, it is. And that's a definite possibility.
I like him.
But I think you'll see them add left-handed relief. I don't think you're going to see the Phillies make a gigantic move, unless I'm reading this wrong, but I do think they'll make one or two moves between now and next week, just to add to depth, add to the mix, add to the bench, add to the bullpen, add to the versatility.
Chase, what is it with Vinny Velasquez that has changed? I mean, I'm looking at his numbers over his last six starts. We're talking a 2.38 ERA, 1.34 batting average by opponents. What do you see different with him?
Yeah, you know, if you subtract the one game where he gave up 10 runs, since the end of April, his ERA is 2.26.
Wow.
And I mean, what I see now is a guy with presence on the mound who fills up the zone, who pitches off his fastball, who understands how good his fastball is, who changes eye level with his fastball now by mixing in that two-seamer a lot better than he used to. And, you know, yesterday he looked a lot like the guy we remembered in that very first start. You remember that one, right?
Yeah.
Where he just said, here it is, good luck trying to hit it. And they've been waiting a long time for this. They put in a lot of time to try to get him to this point to see if he's a starting pitcher or if he's not. You know, is he a closer? Is he a multi-inning weapon? This guy is a game three starter in a postseason series. And, you know, his fastball is so good. His conditioning is now so good. His confidence, presence, pace is so much better. It makes his other stuff better. And, you know, this guy is a difference maker in a postseason game because I mean, you saw it again yesterday. Guys know that fastball's coming, and they swing and miss. Guys like that, you can't get enough of them.
He might have to be your Game 2 starter the way Arrieta's going.
I'm going to say that's not going to happen.
I'm going to say that Jake Arrieta has to do better against the Padres in the first game back from the All-Star break. That perturbed me, that outing.
Yeah. You know, I tend to throw out first game back after the break because routine is so different.
I know, over
the break. And, you know, it's another thing to remember about the Velasquez start yesterday, too, is what, almost 2 weeks of rest. So, no wonder he felt strong. No wonder he felt so good. But he did get through seven in that game. And that's six times now he's gotten into the seventh inning this year.
It's a Padres.
I believe that's more than the first two seasons combined.
I know, that Padres lineup's horrible. You got Freddie in sixth.
The Phillies yesterday too, by the way. But they can't score. They're going to set the all-time strikeout record. They're going to strike out like 1,500 times this year, and they've got Eric Hosmer, and they've got some talented young players who are going to get better. But
I got Myers. That's about it. Well, Asaj, how do you say it? Asaj way or the kid that
that's close enough.
Yeah, you know.
How about the ball Will Myers hit yesterday into the alley? Huh?
Yeah.
Nobody ordered that with their cheesesteak, did they?
Hey, so I need to find out about the Nationals, right? So the Nationals, they're healthy now. Murphy's there. They got Andrew Folsom, like Soto, the kid I like a lot. Strasburg's back. Now, Strasburg and Scherzer get into it. Now, what's that about?
They've never quite said exactly what happened. What it looked like to me was Steven Strasburg comes back, has a really messy outing, and didn't compete the way, up to the kind of standards that Max Scherzer competes. And then, after getting his team buried in that game, Davey Martinez, the manager, comes out to take him out, and he showed him up on the mound. You know, kind of flipped the ball and stormed off, and he was awful. You know, he didn't deserve to stay in that game. And I think Max said something to him about how you're supposed to act in that situation, and he didn't want to hear it. And Max Scherzer runs that staff and to some degree runs that team. And, you know, Steven Strasburg just has a little bit of a different personality to him. He's kind of quirky, and I do think it's a little window into that team. They're missing something. And I know you said that Daniel Murphy's healthy now. He's back playing. I don't think he's healthy. He doesn't look like he's healthy.
Well, I just meant he's back in the lineup, yeah.
He's back. And, it was interesting because last week at the Futures game, you know, there's lots of scouts and executives there. And so I sat with him for several innings. And a couple of scouts I was sitting around had just finished following the Nationals, and one of them said to me, I don't know who's going to win the NL East, but it's not going to be that team.
Wow. That's it. That speaks volumes because they're still the most talented team you got. You know, I mean, they're still...
Exactly.
Look at that lineup. That lineup is legit. I mean, between Turner, I love the kid Soto. I mean, you know...
Juan Soto has saved them. He has saved their season.
Yeah.
He's close to 1,000 OPS, and he's 19 years old. He has saved their season.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. They haven't had their real team on the field for one day the whole season. Mm. And you can give them kind of a pass for that, but they've had massive underachievement across the board, and maybe they're going to put it together, but they're clinging by their fingernails, really. Don't you think they're?
I do. Listen, there's something in the water down there that just doesn't fit right. Doesn't even when they have the good regular season, they flame on the playoffs, and I still have the image of Papelbon and the scuffle. You know, like I don't know what it is about them. They can look so good. And they just, they're like a bunch of heartbreakers.
They've had some heartbreak. They've definitely led the National League in heartbreak these last 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
they've never won a postseason series, and by now you thought they'd have won 2 or 3 World Series.
Yeah. Well, good, you know, go for the Phillies. Is there like a bat, like a Bautista that could come off the bench? I know he's probably done.
He's available.
I know. I mean, could you see him? Like, I'm just looking for some pop off the bench.
Yeah.
That's an outfielder. At least you can hit the ball.
There are going to be some guys available the next week and even in August. I've thought a little bit about, say, like an Adam Duvall, depending on how they want to sell. Pat Gillick always had a knack for finding that guy, that Matt Stairs kind of guy. And it'll be interesting to see what Matt Klentak can fish out of those waters.
What about Solardi? Is he available, Toronto? I mean, he's got to be a guy that's available, and he's got some pop for an infielder.
I'm not clear on that one. I'm not sure. I would think they would listen on him or anybody.
Yeah.
He can't hit. That's an interesting name, but I haven't heard it, but I could check on it.
And what about Scooter Gennett? Is he...
I think they're holding on to Scooter Gennett. You know, they played well, even though they got swept by the Pirates this weekend. And it sounds like the owner is kind of excited, thinks their timetable sort of accelerated. Scooter's a really popular player there, wants to stay. And my guess is they'll extend him and not trade him. I don't think they're going to do a lot of wholesale selling, believe it or not.
Jace, what do you make of the Dodgers coming out and just blatantly saying that Machado's just a rental and you know, anything beyond that? Probably not.
I think that's accurate.
And yeah, but why come out and say like that? It just seems odd to me. I can't find a reason why.
Well, I guess anything is possible and it can change, but you know, Corey Seager is the man there at short. And Justin Turner is the heart and soul of their team at third base.
Right.
And I just don't know where Manny would fit long term unless they wanted to move one of those guys somewhere. And it just seems unlikely to me. They've never acted like this was a long term thing. And I don't think they've been given any indication that he was open to a negotiating window. This was always going to be around for whatever team traded for him, including the Phillies.
Do you still think the Phillies are the we're talking to Jason Stark on the Comcast Business Hotline. You still think the Phillies are the favorite, Jace?
I do. I think it's going to come down to the biggest pile of money, and I think they're prepared to put the biggest pile of money in front of Manny Machado this winter.
I just
feel like they lust after him. And you never know what the rest of the landscape will look like. But I know people speculated about the Yankees.
I don't see it.
If you look at the Yankees' recent history, look at their, you know, the way they've distributed payroll, I just don't think that's a team looking to spend $300 million on anybody. I don't think that scares the Phillies.
No, I agree with you. And the Yankees have some good, you know, like Andujar third. If you're going to play him, I know Didi's at short, but.
That's the other problem with the Yankees is that Manny Machado wants to play short.
Yeah.
The Yankees are set at short. They would be interested in him if he would play third, but because they could then move Andujar across the diamond or even trade him.
Yeah.
But I mean, as somebody who spent an hour with Manny Machado last Monday, he wants to be a shortstop.
Yeah, I love the fact that I know he's not the best defensive shortstop, but I love him for the Phillies. And sure, I look at that, it could be perfect what they need. I'm very excited for the Phillies, like this offseason,
yeah,
I think.
What happens tonight? What happens tonight?
He gets cheered.
He's not going to get booed, is he?
No. He'll get golf club, more than golf clubs.
No, I think he gets LeBroned.
There'll be huge reactions.
Yeah, I think he gets LeBron. Like, when LeBron came here, there was a rousing ovation. I think he'll get a rousing ovation.
So the second baseman and the shortstop for the Dodgers are going to get rousing ovations?
Yes. Yes. Because this fan base is smart. They know that Machado is in play And right now, Machado's, they're going to give him, they're going to go overboard to love him tonight.
Well,
I would cheer.
I'm going to be very interested in that scene. You know, as a Dodger, he's come to plate 15 times and reached base 7 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you as a baseball man, because I know I can't wait to watch him in a Phillies uniform hitting Citizens Bank Park. I know you're the same way.
If that happens, I would watch.
Yes.
You think?
Hoskins and all. We were joking around the lineup, just messing around, and I know that this is a ways away, whatever it could happen, but you would have Machado hit 3, right, because that's where he likes to hit. Would you have Hoskins 2, or would you put Hoskins 4?
I think that would be a conversation that the manager would have to have. Gabe Kapler looks at the lineup a little differently than you, I would say. He views the most important spots in the lineup as 2 and 4 and not 3. And so they'd have to work through that. I don't think Carlos Santana has been your classic cleanup man, right? So maybe Machado hits 4th. Maybe.
I'm done with Santana.
I think it's a little early to be making up a lineup.
I know. I'm just
that's
excited.
What we do, though, Chase.
I mean, forget my exuberance.
That's what we do.
Chase, we love you, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. And don't hold it against us.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.